It's Friday morning. I want to talk this morning about how we were raised, how we were brought up. Now, I want to be the first to say that you can't train someone to salvation. Regardless of how much instruction you give a child, unless God's grace is effectual in the life of a person, they cannot be a recipient of grace. But as far as it relates to I think having manners and being sensitive to other people's feelings and that kind of thing, I think there's some value in the way you raise a child. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I was taught to respect my elders. I was taught to say thank you, you're welcome, yes sir, no ma'am, and that kind of thing. But I was never taught about the doctrines of grace as a child. I was never told anything about election or predestination. I was never taught man was totally dependent upon God. I was taught that man was totally dependent on themselves and their free will, which doesn't exist. I'm here to tell you that you do not have a free will. I had a person one time tell me, no one's ever going to take my free will away from me. Well, that person didn't know it, but she never had free will and never will have free will. I was taught when I was a child that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had free will. And that's why they fell, because they executed their free will and made the wrong decision. God did not say to Adam and Eve, if you make the wrong choice, you're going to fall and die. What he did say was, in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. He already knew they were going to eat of it. Okay. Adam was of the earth, earthy. I've had people tell me that when I was a child, I was told that Lucifer was a great angel and he made the wrong decision. Since I've come to realize that Lucifer is a non-elect angel. Okay? A non-elect angel. And so when people put up all of these false narratives in a child's life, no wonder people are so confused, right? No wonder they go around trying to figure out what is true. But God is the only one that reveals truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Even though I was raised in a hyper-Arminian home, all my childhood, that's the only thing I knew. God still in his gracious favor showed me his sovereignty after I was long gone from my parents. He revealed himself to me. You know, through a course of events in my life, starting with when I was given the book The Sovereignty of God by Arthur Pink, and then when I started studying the Bible, God revealed himself to me through his word and through the Holy Spirit. So how you are raised does not, well, just take comfort in this. How you're raised doesn't determine the outcome of what you believe. Okay? Even though Proverbs says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I was not trained up in the right way. I was trained up in the wrong way. I was trained up in the doctrine of free will, and brought up in a lot of false doctrine, you know. My dad went through a period where he was reading all these self-help books, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Think and Grow Rich, all of these different, and I was into it too, because that's the way I was taught. I was reading stuff like cybernetics, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Zig Ziglar, See You at the Top, Robert Ringer, Winning Through Intimidation, Robert Ringer, Looking Out for Number One, on and on and on. There's a whole plethora of those kind of books out there. So, I was never taught that God works all things after the counsel of his own will. I was never taught that for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. I was never taught that hath not the potter power over the clay of one lump to make one unto honor and the other unto dishonor. I was never taught that we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. I was never taught anything about election. So this should be an encouragement to you. If you were not raised in a grace home, if you were raised in an Arminian free will home, take courage. God can still show you his grace. If you're one of his, he will show you his grace. I remember the first time I read that scripture in John 6:37, which said, all that the Father hath given him will come to him. You have to be given to Christ by the Father, or you'll never come to him. Now, some people don't want to hear that. And they think they are the instigator of their own faith. But according to Scripture, God is the author and finisher of our faith. According to Scripture, Jesus paid it all. According to Scripture, Jesus said, it is finished. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, according to the Bible, Hebrews. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. So this is just an encouragement to those who've been raised in Arminian homes, free will homes. God can bring you out of that garbage and take you on the path of grace. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless you.